80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, 80, 70, time I have seen hours dreadful and things strange. But this sore night hath trifled former knowings.
Ah, good father, thou seest the heavens, as troubled with man's act, threaten his bloody stage. By the clock 'tis day, and yet dark night strangles the traveling lamp. Is't night's predominance, or the day's shame, that darkness does the face of earth entomb, when living light should kiss it?